Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Eric Bland. He's attorney for the family of Stephen Smith. It's been a lot of drama in the South Carolina Lowcountry, obviously, throughout this year. Murdaugh now behind bars. The Murdaughs, that whole thing is kind of lifted, and there's a feeling of, oh, maybe we can talk a little bit more. My question would be, if the Murdaughs had nothing to do with it and had no knowledge of anything with this, why would, even if they still had a hold in the community, have any sort of restriction or hold anyone back from speaking about this or trying to find justice for Stephen, assuming that the Murdaughs really, it wasn't part of the things that they were involved in, so there's nothing that they would want to be covering up, essentially.
Well, I think in that county, you have two factions.
Okay.
Maybe let's say three. You have the old guard that benefited along with Murdaugh on how the power was, basically placed and utilized by a small group of people in that county.
Okay.
And so they wanted to stay the same. They had access to judges. They had access to politicians. If you watch some of the documentaries, there's a lot of people who were very loyal to Alex. So you have that faction of people that don't want the power to be shifted, don't want it to be spread out, like that it was concentrated into a few people. So that's a good significant portion, probably about 25-30%.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have 30% that are kind of mad. They like a quiet lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't like the dissension, the number of media that descended on Hampton County and the focus that's been placed on Hampton County by the media and by me and by some of the others, my podcast partner,
sure.
Mandy Matney and Mike DeWitt, the local newspaper editor there, by the state paper, by the Posting Courier, and certainly by, you know, all the national
publications.
They like their little idyllic small southern town. They like the quiet, and they don't like the focus or the narrative, let's say the narrative that has been trafficked about Hampton County. Although true, they don't like it, and they want things to just settle down. They want the media to leave. They want all these trials to be over with. They want me to stop talking about it on my podcast or when I go on TV. Then there's another third who were shut out of the system. Either were victimized by the Murdahls or exploited by the Murdahls or Alex, or felt that they didn't get a just result by their law firm, or were scapegoated in a way that they took responsibility for something that they didn't do. So there's a third of the people that are really happy that things have changed and they're going to speak up, because I get phone calls all the time about, oh, I was railroaded on this charge. And, you know, Alex favored a co-plaintiff over me. I had the bigger injuries, the more damages, and yet he got more money for this person because, you know, that was the main client. Or, you know, I was what happens in a lot of these auto wrecks is Alex would take the main plaintiff and then give other plaintiffs to other lawyers. And, you know, like 80% of the money would go to Alex's plaintiff and only 20% would be spread around on the other people in the car.
Okay.
So you have all these different factions that some want change, some want to stay the same, some are fearful. But the people, you know, it's only about 2,500 people in that county, the same 2,500 people that existed for the last 40 years. You know, people die off, they move, but the number never grows. So a rumor or information does travel through that county. And we absolutely believe that people have heard what may have happened to Stephen. That's completely different than what the you know, what is being told, that he was just hit by a car and people left. So that's kind of the situation that we have there in Hampton County.
A situation where it sounds like people would rather they recognize, yes, something certainly happened here, but we already have all this negative attention on us. We don't want to keep adding more, essentially. Is that kind of the gist or part of the equation?
Very fair. Okay. Very fair way of looking at it. They also, you know, the reason that Stephen's death was solved so quickly in 2015, he's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
He's not Alex Murdahl. He's not a Paul Murdahl. He's not Mallory Beach. He was just a nice young 19-year-old kid that was going to nursing technical school. And it was real easy for them to say, well, he was found in the middle of the road, hit by a car, hit and run. Let's close it up. We've determined how he was the cause of his death. But instead, they didn't want to really ask the hard questions. You know, okay, let's look at him. Like, who would want to kill him? No, his shoes weren't blown off. Yeah. No, he had no visible injuries that would indicate he was hit by a bumper of a car or a fender or open car door. You know, there was no broken hip. Yes, he had a little bit of road rash, but that could have been, you know, him dragged on the ground, or if somebody had a baseball bat and they swung it from the back of a pickup truck, it hit him in his head. And, you know, then he fell on the ground and slid a couple feet. Those would have been harder questions to ask.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sandy Smith wanted answers. She felt that the conclusions were reached too quickly. She got no answers. We were asked to come on board in March of this year, and our charge was to get Stephen exhumed, get a second autopsy, and see if people are going to ask the hard questions. In 2021, the Highway Department transferred the file, because they had it for 6 years, transferred the file and the investigation to SLED. Unfortunately, they released all of the file at that time, which really caused any momentum that they were having or could have to stop dead in its tracks, because then whoever had knowledge would start reading what was being reported in the investigative file and see people's names be named. And nobody wants to see their name in the paper.
Sure.
So that kind of chilled it for a little bit. That really irked Chief Keel that the Highway Department chose to release the file. They shouldn't have, because it was an ongoing investigation. And I think it compromised some of the timing of the investigation. I don't think it's going to chill the overall conclusions that can be reached. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to have an explanation on Stephen's death. I don't know who's going to be charged. I don't know if there's going to be charges, but I firmly believe that SLED wants a conclusion. The Attorney General wants a conclusion. And when I say Attorney General, I say Alan Wilson, because they're both riding on a high right now. Mm-hmm. The SLED looks great. They did, you know, their investigation resulted in a conviction. It was done in a way that was civil. You saw the best of how a trial works. You saw a trial judge and Judge Newman that was not like an O.J. Simpson, Lance Ito type of judge. He stayed in the background. He was measured. He moved it along. You saw total civility outside the courtroom. No riots. No, you know, there were a lot of pro-Alex people, a lot of anti-Alex people. Everybody got along. Everybody ate lunch. There were no fighting when the verdict came. There was no rioting. Nobody, there weren't curfews, no burning of cars. Mm-hmm. You know, you saw how justice works, and it's a pretty thing when it works. And so I think SLED feels like they're riding a high. Alan Wilson is riding a high. You know, he took a lot of criticism from me included. Mm-hmm. On why he chose to go with the murder trial first before all the financial crimes, even though he charged Alex with all these financial crimes through 2021 and early 22. Mm-hmm. And he's going to run for governor. So I think SLED's riding a high, the AG's riding a high, the Attorney General's office is riding a high. And if they could solve the Stephen Smith case, and they believe it was not a hit and run, they believe it was a homicide, and I was authorized to disclose that when I was retained in March by Chief Keel. If they can get an explanation and an accountability for Stephen's death, they look like superstars.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.